The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territories and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
Praise the name of the Lord. I invite your hearts and minds to the book of Exodus, chapter number 33. It's going to be a journey, so I might take my time today and run with you because glory is like peering through the diamond. Every angle has its own glory, or every angle has its own dimension. And we are going to look at the various dimensions of the word glory, how multifaceted it is. If you look at the word just face value, you think it's light, but it's quite broad. And the whole diversity we will try to explore. What ignites it, what brings it, what enforces it, what stops it, what denies it, what hinders it. So that you will not say that we have given a theme and you're just walking under the guise that the theme is giving. You have to know how to pull the glory. And you have to know how not to fake the glory, because glory has a source. And as we are going to journey through it, you'll see the fakers of glory. And you'll realize that when glory, it happened in the Bible. You realize that somebody saw that he was losing the glory and had to get a counterfeit for it. And how to go back and to get the glory. But in Exodus chapter number 33, here is God visiting the people of Israel through Moses. And God said unto them, Moses, you know what? I'm going to give you the people from the Perizzites to the Hivites to the Jebusites to the Amorites. I'm going to give all of them to you, but I'm going to go ahead of you because I don't want to go in the midst of you, because if I go in the midst of you, I'll kill your people. Because your people are stiff-necked, and if I'm found in their midst, I will be provoked to destroy them. So I don't want to do that. I want to go ahead of your people. I tell the people to go in humility, and that's what people have taken in other doctrinal inclinations, that ladies do not wear earrings and all of that. Because in the book of Exodus 33, God was telling them to put off all ornaments. It was just to bring them to a place of humility where they will be broken before God. Because sometimes when you are going through all the rituals of the spirit, there are certain things that you deny yourself thereof. Now, you come to 33. Think I'll only do the verse number 18, but let me probably back up a little bit. And Moses said unto the Lord, in the verse number 12, see thou mayest, sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wast sent with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. So God was just telling them that what brings rest to people is the presence of God. You become restless in this world where you don't have God's presence. So a lot of people are dejected, they are walking in desolation, they are living in destitution because they don't have the presence of God. And if there is anything that you should covet as a child of God, it's his presence. That's why David said, cast me not away and take not your spirit from me. Because without the presence of God, life will become very complicated. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, then please do not take us up. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing. I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. The verse number 18 is my anchor scripture. And he said, God, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Heavenly Father, we know the grass will wither, the flower will fade, but your word will abide forever. We pray that in this time that you've given to us, you give us a word that works. Anoint this lips of clay, make it an instrument of a blessing to somebody's life. Speak to me, speak for me, and speak through me. That the excellency of the power will be of you, that when it's all said and done, your people will be edified and you will be glorified. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to look for three people and tell them, seek his glory. Come on, look for somebody and tell the person, seek his glory. Look for somebody and tell the person, seek God's glory. I believe that most of you, of course, when God gave us the vision in 1998, I remember I was telling God that God, when he said that it will be a place where great people will converge and that I should stop everything that I was going to do because I had other things that I was pursuing. And he said to me that I want you to lead my people. I said to God that, God, if you're going to let me lead people, please bring me people who are smart. Because I pray that I don't want to pastor people who, Pastor Sarkodie will pastor them. I don't want to. Even in class, when I'm teaching people in school and they are finding it difficult to understand, I get very disturbed. And I go home and I'm wondering how on earth did they manage to secure admission? Then I realized that people get admission through protocol. But I know most of you have read and you are quite studious. And so the works of a great man like Emmerich de Vattel in the 1758 works, The Natural Law, or when he was talking about the glory of the nations, he had written that a lot of nations will do anything for glory. And the glory of the nations is what causes the other nations, other sovereigns to court them. The glory of a nation is the power, the sovereignty, the wealth that they carry, such that even those that do not like them are afraid to show that openly. And those who like them will want to use them as their badges of honor. That is the glory of the nations. And so people want to go to America because they see America in its glorious form. They see the UK in its glory. They see the West in its glory. They see the first world in its glory. They don't want to. Quite recently, I saw something. A pastor, a Catholic priest was on social media. A Catholic priest was angry. And why? He said that people were coming to church. Nigerian Catholic priest was angry in the church that some people had come for Thanksgiving. In the church, they were coming to thank God that they have found visa to relocate to Ghana. That coming to Ghana, the pastor, the parish priest of that assembly, could not understand why getting a Ghanaian visa was supposed to be a testimony. I said, my guy, what is wrong with you? We have a lot of Nigerians in our church, and they are excited to be in Ghana because at least the lights are on. Because at least the and at least the jollof is better. At least the jollof is better. But that's just by the way. That is talking about the glory of the nations. He did not see Ghana in its glory. He doesn't see any glory connected to Ghana. I believe that if the church people had come and they said that we were relocating to Canada, he would have said, oh, to God be the glory. But if it is Ghana, no, that is impossible. Why? Because they don't see that glory. We have glory of kingdoms. We have a glory of teams. And so when Man City won the Champions League last season, they call it the glory of the Champions League. The Champions League trophy was given to Manchester City. So winning, a team can win, and that will become like glory, a diadem that is placed on them. They are giving medals, they are giving all those things are tenets, or they are symbols and tokens of glory. So when you watch the movie, what's the name of that? Troy. How many of you have seen Troy before? Helen of Troy, the one that was done by Brad Pitt, Achilles. When he had consulted the mother, he was half man, half spirit, or half man, half God in Greek mythology. And the mother had said to him that your glory and your doom laid side by side. That is supposed to mean that you are going to get victory. There are certain dimensions of victory that is going to be given to you, and that will become like the glory that you're going to have. So glory in itself, in the natural realm, has to do with power, victory, elevation, respect, honor, majesty. All those things are symbols or descriptions of glory. But that is not the same interpretation that we have from Scripture. When you come to the Bible, glory is God himself. Glory is God himself. Glory is when God decides to reflect himself in the life of an individual. So glory is when people begin to see a reflection of God in an area. Glory in itself has three dimensions in the Hebrew language. Of course, in the Hebrew, you have the word like kavod, which others will pronounce it kabod, but it's still the same, whether kabod or kavod. Whatever you pronounce it, it was just a word that meant weight. The Greek called it doxa. And doxa is not just weight, but doxa was light or shining. And so to the Bible scholar, when you talk about glory, you are talking about the weight of God. You are talking about the light of God. But most importantly, you are talking about the presence of God. And so if we are talking about the year of glory, it is just like telling you that it is supposed to be a year that you walk in the presence of God, that you walk with God, you walk in the light and the knowledge of our God. Habakkuk chapter number 2, the verse number 14. And the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And so it means that you have to come to a place where you have total understanding of who God is. Until a man knows God, the man cannot know his glory. If glory is God, then God is glory. You cannot decouple both. You cannot walk in glory devoid of God. Let me rewind and press play. If you want to walk in the glory of God this year, you have to walk with God. If you don't walk with God, you cannot see his glory. If you want to see the glory of God, there should be the God before his glory. Without God, there is no glory. But come with me, because that is the interpretation that the Bible scholars are giving. The light, the weight, and the presence of God. So if you're going to have God's glory on your life, it's just like telling you that you're going to have the light of God on your life. The glory of God is having the light of God on your life. Tell somebody, the glory of God is having the light of God on your life. Tell another person, the glory of God is having the weight of God on your life. Tell another person, the glory of God is having the presence of God on your life. So if you want the glory of God, you need to walk in the presence of God. And that's why this series is important to me. Today I'm just starting with it, giving you an overview of what we are going to do. Because a lot of people will just be shouting my year of glory and not understand what it means. You cannot talk about glory without talking about the God of glory. The other day Paul said, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Because until you have Christ in you, until you have the God character, the God nature, the God gaze, you cannot see the glory of God. If you want to see his glory, you will have to see him. There are people who want to see God's glory and they don't want to know him. But until you know him, you cannot know his glory. Until you see him, you cannot see his glory. Until you find him, who is the express image of God, you can never find his glory. And so in the book of Exodus chapter number 33, walking you through the text that we just read quickly, the Bible says that, and God had moved them from the land of Egypt, was taking them to the promised land. And I believe that in this season wherein you find yourself, God is going to move you from any form of captivity to your promised land. God is going to move you in this year. Can I sermonically pause and prophesy to only 1,000 of you? May God move you from where you are to your promised land. May God move you from a realm of captivity, dejection, rejection, abuse, and move you into your promised land. The place where you were working and your work or your labor was not receiving the just recompense of anything called recognition. God is going to move you from there and get you to your promised land. And that is the story of a lot of us. We have stayed in a place. We have labored in a place. We have struggled in a place. We have struggled in an industry. We have labored in an industry. We have tried to do things with our own energy and strength for a long time. But I heard a sound from heaven that God is going to move people from where they are and send them to their promised land. It is not even about them. It is so that God's glory. Before I continue with that, God shows his glory so that his glory will be revealed, because the glory of God can never be discovered by a man. You can never discover God's glory. You cannot find God's glory. In the book of Isaiah chapter number 40, the Bible says, Isaiah chapter 40, the verse number 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, that all flesh shall see it. It tells you that you cannot recognize glory, because glory is not recognizable. Glory is only revealed. And from today, as you journey through life, may God reveal his glory over your life. May God bring you to a place where his glory shall be revealed. The Bible says, and the word became flesh and it dwelt amongst us, and we beheld it as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And so glory has to be held. You have to behold glory revealed by God, because there is always a movement from the spirit into the incarnate realm. The word became flesh. There are some of you under the sound of my voice, God has spoken over your life, but in 2024, may that word become flesh. No, this place is weak. Let me prophesy to somebody here. May the word of God over your life become flesh. May you walk in the manifested glory. May the glory of our God be revealed on your life. God had spoken, please sit, let me take you through the scripture. God has spoken through to the man called Moses. Now please understand that the people of God were under bondage. And I read the text again and I realized that sometimes a man can be in covenant and yet oppressed. God knew them. They were God's people. And yet they were in the hands of other people. They were supposed to be in the hands of God, but they were now in the hands of other people. But I have realized that sometimes God allows us to be in the hands of people, but it's not forever. So if you thought that you were going to manipulate my life forever, you are kidding yourself. Because God is going to show himself strong and reveal his glory in the lives of his people. The Bible says, and God had appeared to the man called Moses and said to Moses, I have an agenda for my people. Go and tell Pharaoh that he should let my people go. Moses went there and said, let my people go. He said, who are you? He said, well, I am nobody, but I am sent by the Almighty. From today, may the Almighty send you to be a deliverer. I came to pray for deliverance in the house. May you be a deliverer for your family. You might not have the degree, but may you be the deliverer for your family. You might not have the connection, but may you be the deliverer for your family. You might not have all that it takes, but may you be the deliverer. I came to talk to people that God is raising to raise a standard of deliverance. He said, I am nobody, but I am sent by the Almighty. And the word of the Almighty is, let my people go, that they may worship me. God is sending people that after deliverance, their only agenda will be to worship him. Not people that after God has delivered them, they will sit in their places of comfort and forget that it was God that brought them out of captivity. God said, I am bringing them out. But when I bring them out, it is for just one objective, that they may worship me. May your deliverance be a platform for worship. May your blessing be a platform for worship. May your emancipation be a platform for worship, that in this season when God has lifted you up, you will have an occasion. I love my scripture, because I read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, and God will come to them and said, and thou shalt remember. Because you see, when God blesses you, he wants you to remember. When God lifts you up, he wants you to remember. Because God was telling them that I'm bringing you out of Egypt, that when you go out, you will worship me. In this season, may God bring you out of any captivity, that you have a cause to worship him. May God bring you out from any affliction, that you have a cause to worship him. Because until a man is fully delivered, his worship is normally questioned, not by others, but by himself.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Bwedi Nyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Nyamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word. Be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.